Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
On Beacon Hill, the Governor's Council decides later this month whether to grant its first pardon in a dozen years. It's also considering commuting the sentence of Deanne Hamilton, who's serving a mandatory 7.5 years for possession of 3 grams of crack cocaine. Her case sparked a contentious 9-hour-long hearing yesterday. WBUR's Fred Tice was there and has this report.
If she'd been caught today with the same amount of crack, Deanne Hamilton would have been sentenced to 3.5 years, exactly the length of time she's already been in jail. Her mandatory sentence includes 2 years for having crack in her apartment less than 1,000 feet from a school, which at the time was a crime. The school zone has since been reduced to 300 feet. The Plymouth County District Attorney's Office opposes commuting her sentence because of her previous convictions, and that argument did not sit well with Counselor Terrence Kennedy as he grilled Assistant DA Matthew Libby.
What purpose would it serve to send her back to jail?
The concern that my office is trying to impart to you and the other counselors is that this is someone, in our perspective, is based on her prior record. And she has had gaps in the past where she hasn't committed crimes, but she's always come back and committed more crimes.
Addicted to crack since she was 14, Hamilton has not used drugs for 5 years. Her little sister, Jennifer, explained how Hamilton turned to drugs after protecting her little sister from their grandfather.
I was going to be molested, and she was there. She saved me. She stopped the event from happening. And if she didn't, my life would be a totally different life. I could be in her shoes right now, and she could be testifying for me.
And you feel that this abuse that she suffered, it led to her drug addiction?
It did. I believe so. I mean, when you harbor a secret like that and you let it stay with you for so long, yeah, it makes you want to escape.
Hamilton is African American. The all-white Governor's Council considered her case from morning to night. The counselors were divided. Counselor Kennedy criticized Plymouth County DA Timothy Cruz for charging defendants with crimes that carry mandatory minimum sentences instead of reducing them to charges with no mandatory minimums. Kennedy added that Cruz's rigidity has led to injustice in this case. Counselor Robert Jubenville agreed.
In my opinion, it is the worst district attorney's office in the Commonwealth for sentencing.
Counselor Michael Albano said Hamilton does not pose a risk to the community, but he was wary of setting a precedent for others convicted under draconian laws that have now become less strict. And several counselors worried out loud that they would be blamed if Hamilton reoffends. The counselors had less trouble reaching an apparent majority to find that Jeffrey Snyder, a white resident of Sheffield in Berkshire County, should become the first man pardoned since 2002. Snyder was convicted of selling 21 grams of marijuana at his high school when he was 18. It was 1990, and the state had just passed a new mandatory minimum sentencing law. He served 2 years. Counselor Christopher Iannella seemed to sum up the majority opinion when he said, 2 years of prison for $150 of pot? Whoa. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.